Byron Donalds, Biden has abdicated his responsibility and duties and must resign immediately. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2021. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, renewed his calls for President Biden's immediate resignation on Thursday following the Pentagon-confirmed explosion at the Kabul airport that resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. Earlier this week, I too called on the President of the United States to resign immediately following his haphazard withdrawal from Afghanistan, Donalds said. He has abdicated his responsibility and duties entrusted to him as POTUS, and he must resign immediately, he added. Similarly, Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, noted that she, too, previously called for Biden to resign upon the first day of the Afghanistan crisis. Now the Pentagon is confirming a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. I urge my colleagues to join me in calling for the resignation or impeachment of Joe Biden, she said. Indeed, Donalds and Tenney were among several Republican lawmakers who called for Biden administration officials to resign over the botched evacuation from Afghanistan this week. This botched withdrawal is currently threatening the lives of our servicemen and women, the stability in the region, and our integrity on the global stage, Donalds wrote in an August 23 letter. As Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden is directly responsible for commanding our brave troops with a coherent, strategically intelligent, and sound operation that keeps our armed services, citizens, and allied partners out of harm's way. He has failed on all fronts, he continued. Several others specifically called for Biden's resignation as well, including Reps. Tenney, Jim Banks, ID, Andy Biggs, LA, Elise Stefanik, NY, Jeff Van Drew, NJ, Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA, Lance Gooden, TX, and Ronnie Jackson, TX.